Hi there, this is Adam, and as promised, I'm giving you an update on my tablet experience, my Storage Options Scroll Elite 9.7 tablet. And I'm afraid the answer is that I'm going to give it the tablet. I'm going to send it back to Amazon on Wednesday when I have access to a printer. And the reason is this. I spoke to the manufacturers about getting various apps onto it. It should run, it's all flash compliant and compatible, so it should run things like BBC iPlayer, which is one of the things I really wanted to have installed on it. And alas, I was told that the solution could be fixed by doing a firmware upgrade, and they helpfully sent me all the files I needed and instructions on how to do it, which looked fairly straightforward and fairly lengthy. Admittedly, it would take at least 2 hours to do this, including the actual reformatting of the memory and the installation of the firmware. And I'm quite happy to do that kind of thing. It's something that doesn't really faze me too much. I'm reasonably computer literate and I've done this sort of thing before. But there's a big problem, and that the files don't work. There's a few missing files, it appears. I've followed the instructions to the letter, and I've run the install process, and it gets to a certain point and it just says two files could not be found. So at this point, I'm just thinking, do you know what? I've got better things to do on my Saturday than to sit around waiting for something to install, let alone have then to further troubleshoot the issue. So I'm going to send it back. I'm quite disappointed, actually, because the actual hardware, as I said before in my previous boo, is rather nice indeed. Ergonomically, I'm not massively satisfied with it, but then I guess I wouldn't be ergonomically satisfied with an iPad in that case, because they're almost the same dimensions and the same weight and almost the same materials. As I said before in my last boo, it is built very much like an iPad, and that is one of the attractions about it, actually. But I think I need something a bit smaller. I'm used to typing on a netbook. I'm quite used to having a little keyboard and managing quite well with it. And I really like my little HP netbook, but I wanted a tablet just to play with, and I think I'm going to go somewhere that's more like a phone in size. And I think I found the ideal tablet, actually. It's going to be a BlackBerry Playbook, which I know is deeply unfashionable and I know is deeply out of style, but it's also incredibly cheap. I've just seen one in Currys for £109 for the 16 gig version, and that'll do nicely, Squire. So just as a tablet to play around with and to have as a kind of larger than average phone, which is what I want, really. Screen-wise and ergonomics-wise, I mean, I've already got a phone, so I don't need another one of those. But I do need, I would like something a little bit bigger than my my Galaxy S2. So I decided in the meantime, since I played with my Canadian cousin's version, and I was very impressed with the colours and the screen and the apps you could get on there for the price. I mean, I know it's not an iPad, so don't go telling me, get an iPad. I don't have £400 at minimum spare. Sorry about that, guys. I'm going to return to Amazon, and I should buy myself a cheap and cheerful BlackBerry Playbook tablet. And if anyone wants to investigate buying the Storage Options Elite 9.7 tablet, I'm afraid my recommendation is not to go there unless you are an incredible masochist and you've got plenty of time on your hands. I have neither, so I'm very sorry, guys. That's it. That's my sad and I feel rather deflated, I think is the word I'd use, deflated review of the Scroll Elite. That's all. Bye.